This is a test of our live stream on Sermon Audio. I'll give you just a little explanation for those of you who are tuning in. This is in our home, but we're getting things set up, hopefully, so that Wednesday night we can do our live stream from the building on Plymouth Street in Worthington, Ohio. This has been something we've been talking about doing, but I'll be honest with you, we've kind of been forced into it because YouTube is threatening to shut down our channel because of our stand against sodomite marriage. And so that's the reason for this test. And we're just totally working out all the kinks tonight, and we may do another test broadcast tomorrow night, and then let her rip on Wednesday night. And we're going to start by just testing how it sounds when we sing. We sing the great old hymns along with some other songs that are written by my wife and myself. And this comes from the Great Hymns of the Faith. If you have a Great Hymns of the Faith hymn book, I'm going to show you mine. We are encouraging folks to get a copy of this if they can, and you can get it online, and I think KJV1611.org still sells them. It's 500 and some songs in there, and we haven't even probably sang 25% of them. We're working at it. We keep learning new ones. And this one is on page 32, and by the way, you can go to archive.org and borrow Great Hymns of the Faith hymn book and use it right off of your computer. So we'll sing 32, Blessed Be the Name.
All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave His Son for man to die, that He might man redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more, at God the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Redeemer, Savior, friend of man, once ruined by the fall, Thou hast devised salvation's plan, for Thou hast died for all. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Just a way of testing this, I'd like to do a scripture reading from Philippians 2. Normally we'd read the text and then go verse by verse. And if you tune in Wednesday night, we're going through the book of Hosea. If you tune in on Sunday mornings right now, we're in Luke chapter 7. But I'd like to read from Philippians chapter 2. It says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." That's our reading, Philippians chapter 3, verses 2 through 13. And so we're happy so far. It looks like the broadcast, the live stream has worked. Let's sing another song. We planned on just singing one song in this test. And we sang "The Lily of the Valley," page 447 in Great Hymns of Faith. We'll sing that. And then we'll have a word of prayer and close. Page 447 in Great Hymns of the Faith is "The Lily of the Valley."
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll.
Hallelujah.
He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my griefs has taken, and all my sorrows borne. In temptation he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal.
Hallelujah.
He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, I'll see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll.
Hallelujah.
He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Amen. All right, we'll have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the ability to get the word of God out. We're thankful that we have this little test up and running, and we just ask for your help as we try to transition from the godless liberals of YouTube to the live stream at Sermon Audio. And we thank you for Sermon Audio. We pray for the leadership and guidance of those who run the show there at Sermon Audio, doing your work by helping preachers get the word out. And we just pray they'll stay the course and not do like so many others who start out the race and then go by the wayside. We just pray for longevity and that we'll be able to do this until we are taken out of here, Lord. And we know we look forward to you and can't wait to be with you. Until then, we want to be able to do your work and to be able to do it with a organization that has as its goal the preaching of the gospel and glorifying Jesus Christ. We're very thankful for that. We pray for anyone who sees not only this test, which although it's a test, it had great hymns of the faith and the Word of God, and it could minister to someone watching. But we pray for those services that we hope and pray will be into the hundreds or even thousands if you tarry on Sundays and Wednesdays from Bible Believers Fellowship in Worthington, Ohio. We just pray, Lord, that you'll use this for your glory. And we thank you again, more than anything, for Jesus, who died on the cross and shed his blood, was buried but rose again 3 days after being buried. After 3 days, conquering sin and death. And Lord, we just thank you for saving us and for the privilege of preaching that gospel to the lost, all for the glory and praise of your only begotten Son. And in his precious name, we pray these things. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, those of you who did see.